joining me live in studio now, special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
I want to talk to you a little bit about what happens sometimes with some of the drug forfeiture money. There's actually a specific program that helps put that money back in the community. I wasn't exactly sure how that works. What is it called, and how does it work?
Yes, sir, it is, Christine. Pursuant to Mass General Laws, the Community Reinvestment Program allows our office to expend a certain portion of the monies and the proceeds that we seize from drug dealers, and we can reinvest these funds back into the community for programs which further law enforcement purposes. And we've been doing it for years, as all the DA's offices are doing it. And all the monies that are received go back to either the town that's involved in the searches themselves, or goes to the DA's office, and we contribute those monies to numerous reinvestment programs, youth organizations, school district, neighborhood associations, triad programs. And I think nowadays, especially with all the COVID issue, I think a lot of organizations and groups are really struggling. So now is a good time, if people want to apply for that they can.
I think a lot of people just made the assumption incorrectly that whatever the drug forfeiture money was, it went back and bought, like, you know, new equipment or things like that for your office. Typically, would you have any, like, ballpark figures of what kind of money we're talking about? Is it in the thousands of dollars?
Overall, it's in the thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, but it's usually small little grants, you know, $500, $1,000, something that can help people out, can help these programs out. And we deal with, you know, like Love Life Foundation, which deals with the issue of awareness of domestic violence. Choices for Teens mentoring groups in Brockton, Tracy Hillman, we give them monies for their virtual mentoring to middle schoolers who are having problems because they come from broken homes. Susie Lordy from 24 Hour Power, who deals with a lot of the addiction issues and goes out and tries to have very great graffiti events and artists getting involved, trying to help the things that maybe you don't think about that we need at this time. But I think that we've been able to help a lot of groups. And at the same time, the monies that we receive and get also go back to the police departments too. So they can use that money themselves to continue to make sure they keep us all safe. And at the same time, we can reinvest these monies back into the community.
What about during this pandemic? Do you see any, I know we've talked a little bit before about whether there's an uptick or a downtick, or maybe things aren't getting reported. What about your numbers when it comes to domestic violence, drugs, drug forfeitures? Has that changed at all? Has it gone up? Has it gone down?
I think the numbers are relatively constant. I know that, you know, like from our fatal overdoses, unfortunately, have gone up in, mm-hmm. in Plymouth County. And I think that's got a big issue with COVID. And I think there's other issues that go on. Like, you know, we're very fortunate in our county to have Plymouth County Outreach, which goes to people's homes and helps in the non-fatals. And I think that we've seen numbers go up. And what that shows me is that Plymouth County Outreach and some of the opiate programs work. Because when you have police and recovery coaches that go to people's homes and provide them services and help them get the help they need, we saw our numbers go down. So now that they're back up and going back to people's homes, they're not virtual anymore, I'm hopeful that our numbers will start going down.
Now, if people are involved with one of these nonprofit groups that maybe aren't familiar with this program, how can they apply and possibly get some funding through this community reinvestment?
Yeah, we want anybody that thinks that they fit the parameters of what we're looking at to go onto our website, plymouthda.com. Mm-hmm. And then also is information of things that we do in the office, a lot of preventive programs that we're involved in, a lot of good things in the community you may not hear about. They can apply, and we can certainly try to help them, like we're trying to help all the different agencies throughout the county.
That sounds terrific. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back to speak with the Plymouth Fire Chief right after this.